Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to Astral Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Apen. Are you there?
Yes, Roy, we are here tonight. Welcome back, all Astral Mind callers. I hope you're having a very scary and haunted Halloween that is coming up. What do you think about that, Roy?
Well, we know it's that time of year again when the veil gets thin and all these paranormal experiences come through. And, you know, Hollywood's making a lot of scary movies and getting everybody ready, you know, for Halloween.
And getting them all pumped up and ready.
Getting them pumped up.
Great. So what supernatural topic do we have tonight?
Well, we're going to see about doing some channeling tonight and see if we could get some information or, you know, any questions to answers to the questions that our callers have.
Okay.
And in order to do this, Adrian's going to have to prepare herself to go into a deep trance. And so I want, you know, all our callers and listeners to be a little patient because I'm going to help Adrian to get there. Okay, Adrian, I need you to focus and listen to my voice because you're going to be going into a deeper state of focus and relaxation. Allow it to happen. It will happen easily and naturally. I want you to take one deep breath in, one deep breath out. Breathe in, breathe out slowly. One more time, breathe in, breathe out slowly. And as you breathe slowly, you go deeper and deeper into total focus and relaxation. Allow it to happen. It will happen easily and naturally. You're doing a wonderful job. Remember to listen to my voice and allow yourself to connect with that inner divine part of you so that we can make contact with these spirits, you know, that are available to help, you know, so that we could answer any questions that our callers might have tonight. Agent, now. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here, Roy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to invite the caller from the 619 area. Hello, are you there? 619? Hello? 619 area, you're on the air. Are you there? Hello?
Hello? Yes,
can you
hello.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
What's your first name and where are you from?
Okay, my first name is Anne, and I'm calling from California.
Okay, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, Adrian's doing some channeling tonight. What question do you have for Adrian so that he can make the contact for you and give you your answers?
Uh-huh. I'm waiting for the message from my friend. And my first question, do you feel it will be a positive message or it will be upsetting? And the second question, how soon actually this may happen? How soon he will respond to my message?
Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm seeing a doorway opening up. And it has to do with some kind of blockage that this person is preventing me from seeing. Like he's holding a lot of secrets.
And can you look past that door, those blockages, Agent?
There's a bright white light beyond this door. And it's so bright that it blinds me, like I can't enter. Whatever this light is on the other side, I can't see it.
What kind of work is your friend doing?
He works in the, he works with papers, with documents, with different people. I don't want to tell exactly what is he doing, but I think that he is self-employed.
Okay. Is this person spiritually connected?
Not really. I'm very spiritually connected, but he doesn't believe in all those things. He believes in science mostly.
So she's more of the mundane than, you know, more of the analytical.
Hmm.
She has a lot of walls, like it blocks from not allowing you to see what is beyond her mind. Like she holds secrets from you.
Not she, it's he, it's a man. It's a guy.
Like I see a woman on the other side of the door. Like there's some guide that's blocking you from seeing who this person is.
So this person is with the woman, with the other woman? That's what you're trying to say?
Yes.
So in other words, you see that the message that he will send me next time will be kind of pleasant message, or I mean neutral, it will be upsetting, like he doesn't want to talk to me anymore.
There's something that he doesn't want to tell you. I already know what it is, but it will frighten you when he tells you.
It will what?
It will frighten you when he tells you.
It will frighten me?
Mm-hmm.
How it can frighten me, because actually he's not my husband or anything.
He's afraid of telling you.
He's afraid to tell me?
Uh-huh. Because he's afraid of what you'll think of him.
Why? He doesn't have any obligations to me.
I don't know. He just doesn't want to look bad in front of you for some reason.
How long have you known this person?
It's not like we have close friendship. It's more like an acquaintance. I've known him for some time. But a couple of times he didn't respond to something that I asked him to help me with. You know, sometimes I help him, sometimes he helped me. And I was just curious, you know, what's going on, why he's kind of so distant.
He's acting different because he doesn't want to let you know what happened to him.
So is he sick or something? What do you mean what happened to him? Is he in trouble?
Yes, he's very ill.
He's very ill?
Yes.
You sure? Because I know that the his family relative was very ill. But I didn't know that he was very ill.
Yes.
So
he caught something.
He's going to die or something?
He caught something.
Huh?
He caught a disease.
he caught a disease? Is it like, can it be treated or will he recover?
He doesn't believe that he will recover, but he caught a disease.
What kind of disease? Like something sexual disease or what? What do you mean? Something that he's afraid to tell me?
Yes. It's something sexual.
Oh, well. So it's not something that he's going to die from, right?
I'll just come out and say it. He has AIDS.
Is it like AIDS or something?
Yes.
He has AIDS?
Yes.
So he just caught it recently or a long time ago?
He had a long time ago. He just didn't want to tell you. He's afraid.
What is he afraid?
He's afraid of losing your friendship with him.
So he's dying or he will be okay?
He'll be okay. Then he needs a friend. He needs someone to be there, a light worker or a healer.
Well, he doesn't act like a friend. That's a problem that I'm having with him. I asked him to help me with something, with advice. He didn't respond this way. I asked him something else. He didn't reply at all. I asked what's wrong. He told me that he's traveling. So I felt kind of hurt, like if I needed help with advice, it's not like any physical help, come to my house. I just needed someone to give me advice with business. He was not very responsive. So I felt hurt with all this, and I thought he doesn't want even to help me with anything. So maybe he doesn't want to be my friend anymore.
Well, he really does. He just doesn't know how to approach you.
That's strange. So, in other words, how soon I can hear from him so at least I will be able to ask him some questions. I sent him a message. He's not responding. I sent another one. He says he's out of state. I don't want to bother him again, and then maybe he's not interested to talk to me.
This is Mike, guys. I just wanted to share something with you. We just had a situation where I had lost communication with one of the, you know, clients that we have, and now. For some reason, I kept sending them texts and leaving messages, doing all this other, you know, stuff to try to make contact with them. Well, tonight my son, you know, Adrian's my son, and he asked me, have you talked to him today? Have you left a message? And I go, no, I haven't. And something told me right at that time I need to, you know, continue. So I sent him a text and told him, call me right away. And I, with less than 5 minutes later, he called.
Can you ask your guides how soon I will hear from this person? At least I will be able to ask him some questions.
A lot of it depends on, have you given up on them or do you want to continue?
No. Giving up on him, but kind of frustrating, you know, when you send message to someone.
Well, I was pretty much.
And you send another one, he's not responding. You know, you don't want to bother this person because it's just one way communication. I don't want to be a pest, you know.
But the whole thing is a lot of it has to do with your determination. You know how, you know. How bad do you want to talk to
No, it's not that I'm not going to support him emotionally, but at least I would like to know what's going on with him.
Well, right now, I feel you need to, you know, once you do make contact with them, and this is going to be soon, my guys
soon,
are
like
coming.
This
within
week?
The next, no, it'll be within the next couple of days.
Okay. So you think that he will get back to me within the next couple of days?
Yeah.
And I will be able to ask him all the questions, because if he's so sick,
well,
doesn't like it.
Main thing is to, you know, make him feel comfortable and then, you know, start talking to him and making him feel more welcomed, you know.
That's what I was trying to do.
I also want to mention that he feels like he's dying.
Yeah.
He feels like he's dying.
Yeah, but he won't die, but he feels like he's dying.
He just feels like the whole world's caving in around him.
It's so strange. I talked to him about a month ago. He was in a great spirit. He was very happy, and it just happened recently.
Yes.
Hmm.
With some woman.
With some woman?
Yeah.
So you mean that he got it recently, this disease, right?
Yes.
Because he, okay, so it's not something that he had for a long time.
No.
Okay. And what happened to the woman?
She died.
She died.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for clarification. I hope that he will be able to tell me the truth, and we will be able to find out what's wrong with him, because I'm kind of worried, but I don't want, you know, to communicate with someone who doesn't open this line of communication with me. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
I just wanted to add something. When you talk to him, you know, talk to his heart. By that, you know, make him feel comfortable, make him feel, you know, that you're open to, you know, and helping him, you know, emotionally as much as you can. You know, that's what he's looking for, is, you know, a good friend so that he can talk to it. I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Thank you so
much. He loves you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You have a good night, and I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute right now, and then we're going to go to the next caller.
Namaste.
Let's go with the next caller from the 317 area. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Tamara, and I'm from California.
Great. And you're going to be asking questions to Adrian, you know, anything that you might have that we could help you with. Adrian's channeling some, you know, some answers for you. What's your question?
I want to know about a significant other.
Now,
I'm not in a relationship right now.
Are you looking for your twin flame?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and channel Gaia. And see if Gaia will come through. She gives you permission to ask questions. What would you like to ask Gaia?
How soon I'll meet him?
She's saying very soon, within the next couple of weeks.
How will I know it's him?
He will approach you.
And is it somebody I've met before or somebody new?
Somebody new. Gaia says that you've been having a lot of relationship problems and communication. Is that correct?
Yes.
She's saying this one will be better. This one will complete you. but you need to be more one with the earth. You need to say more prayers to Gaia. And Roy, do you have that prayer that you, she could say to Gaia?
Just 1 minute.
And I'm going to give you this prayer so that you could pray to Gaia every day and try to connect with her a lot more. Because
okay.
She's saying that you're having a lot of communication and you're kind of going back and forth with guys. Like you're not fully balanced.
Yeah.
So that's kind of your problem. You're not very grounded.
Okay.
You have a lot of stress.
I definitely do.
Your work life takes over your love life. So it's kind of, you're not really balancing it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what she's telling me.
Okay. In this meditation prayer, I want you to repeat these words as I say them. I'm going to read it slowly so that you can, you know, hear me and understand what I'm saying. So, I am surrounded. Protected and infused.
Protected and confused?
No, infused.
Infused, sorry.
You're already confused.
You're already confused. Little humor.
Protected and infused.
Okay.
By a beautiful cocoon.
Impenetrable. Golden white light.
Did you say golden white light?
Yeah, golden white light. Energy all the time.
Golden white light, energy all the time.
Yeah. God is within every moment.
God is within every moment.
With every day. And every single breath I take.
With every single breath I take.
As well as my three guardians of light. I call forth the holy order of protection now.
I call forth the order of protection now.
I summon my three guardians of light.
I summon my three guardians of light.
To assist me now.
To assist me now.
With cleaning my entire mind body.
Can you repeat that?
Okay. With cleansing my entire mind, body.
With cleansing my entire mind and body.
And soul. Any physical. Psycho-emotional. Psychological. Manipulations. Or negative attachments. Which are ailing me.
And ailing me.
Hindering me. To move on to a higher consciousness. As well, stop deterring. Me away from my goals. Desires. In my ultimate path to enlightenment. Let it be. Shall be.
Shall be.
It will be.
It will be.
It's done.
It's done.
It is done.
In the name of the highest source of creation, Gaia.
In the name of the highest source of creation, Gaia.
Gaia.
Could you share with us, what did you get from this meditation prayer?
Like the feeling, what did I get?
Yeah.
Definitely a sense of, like once we said done, I felt it to be true. And I got a smile on my face.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That was
okay.
Gaia.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And this will help you, you know, to be more grounded, and it'll help, you know, lift your vibration and get rid of any negative energies, you know, that might be, you know, hindering you or preventing you from meeting your twin flame, and just allow it to happen, and it will happen.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks.
I think I cut this off then.
Lost the show.